மூக்கம் கரோதி வாசாலம் பங்கும் லங்கயதே கிரிம் யத் க்ருபாதமஹம் வந்தே பரமானந்த மாதவம் யம் ப்ரஹ்மா வருணேந்திர ருத்ர மருதஹ ஸ்துன்வந்தி திவ்யைஸ்தவைஹ வேதை சாங்கபதக்ரமோபநிஷதைஹ காயந்தி யம் சமகாஹ. காயந்தியம் சாமகா யம் ப்ரஹ்மா வருணேந்திர ருத்ர மருதஹ ஸ்துன்வந்தி திவ்யைஸ்தவைஹ வேதை சாங்கபதக்ரமோபநிஷதைஹ காயந்தியம் சாமகா. ஞானாவஸ்தித தத்கதேன மனசா பஷ்யந்தி யம் யோகினோ யஸ்யாந்தம் ந விதுஃ சுரா சுரகணாஹ தேவாய தஸ்மை நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ பரமாத்மனே நமஹ. க்ஷேத்ர க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞ விபாக யோகோ நாம த்ரயோதசோத்யாயஹ. நவ் வி ஆர் சீயிங் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட், ஆஃப் கோர்ஸ் எவ்ரி வேர்ஸ் இஸ் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட், எவ்ரி வேர்ஸ் இஸ் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங் அண்ட் நைஸ். Now we are seeing the Kshetrajna. Who is Kshetrajna? Who is Purushaha? Purushaha is Kshetrajna. So who is Purushaha? We are seeing now. I have to read the 23rd verse, correct? 23rd verse? Okay.
உபதிரஷ்டானுமந்தா ச பர்த்தா போக்தா மகேஸ்வரஹ. உபதிரஷ்டானுமந்தா ச பர்த்தா போக்தா மகேஸ்வரஹ பரமாத்மேதி சாப்யுக்தஹ தேஹேஸ்மின் புருஷஃ பரஹ. உபதிரஷ்டானுமந்தா ச பர்த்தா போக்தா மகேஸ்வரஹ பரமாத்மேதி சாப்யுக்தஹ தேஹேஸ்மின் புருஷஃ பரஹ.
சோ பகவான் கண்டினியூஸ் டு ரிவீல் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி புருஷஹ. ஹூ இஸ் திஸ் புருஷஹ? Purusha alone, he says, Upadrashta Anumanta. Upadrashta Anumanta. Upadrashta Anumanta. Cha, cha. And Bharta Bhokta Maheshwaraha. Paramatma Iti. Cha, api Uktaha. And is also known as Paramatma. Uktaha. See, Paramatma iti cha uktaha. One who is said to be Paramatma. Paramatma iti uktaha. Paramatma endru sollapadugindravar, sollapattavar. Paramatma iti cha api uktaha. And also cha api chapi. Iti cha api uktaha. And also is said to be Paramatma. And this is this Paramatma, Asmin Dehe, Dehe Asmin, Dehe Smin. No, Pururupasandhi, Pararupasandhi here. Dehe Asmin, Purushaha Paraha. It's a beautiful verse. Now you can see all the words are in nominative case. Paraha Purushaha, Asmin Dehe Paraha Purushaha. Who is Paraha, the exalted, absolute, supreme, paraha. Paraha, paramaha means the same. Paraha, purushaha. So, the word paraha or paramaha means the same. In masculine gender word. In neutral, paramam, human parama or para, parashaktihi, paramashaktihi, பரஹா புருஷா பரமம் தெய்வம். பரமஹா இஸ் மாஸ்டர் இன் தி வேர்ல்ட் பிகாஸ் அப்ஜெக்டிவ் ஆஃப் புருஷா. பரஹா புருஷா தி எக்ஸால்டட் பர்சன், தி சுப்ரீம் பீயிங், தி அப்சல்யூட் லார்ட். And already we know the meaning of the word Purushaha. Many times we have seen. Okay, this Purushaha, even though the word is masculine gender word, what is implied by the word Purushaha is Pure Ushati iti Purushaha, Sarvam Purayati iti Purushaha, Purnatvat Purushaha. Purnatvat, due to the status, due to the nature of fullness, due to the all-pervasiveness, and because this purush, the all pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost self of every being, is also known as purushaha. This purushaha is actually formless abstract reality, even though we say person. Purushaha literally means person also, but here the who is that, what is that reality, a supreme being, exalted absolute truth, which is implied by the term purushaha. No, we have to understand, any word uttered to reveal the reality, Bhagavan, is actually implying lakshanam only. No word directly indicates the reality. Every word is a lakshanam. So it reveals Bhagavan in terms of given nature. So paraha purushaha, that is why we say this paraha purushaha is another than, who alone is there in this body, asmin dehe paraha purushaha. This Paramatma alone, the only reality, all-pervasive reality, which is of the nature of fullness, which pervades everything, which alone obtains as the innermost self of every being, that Paraha Purushaha Asmin Dehe Paramatma iti apicha uktaha. Also said to be Paramatma, absolute self. This Paraha Purushaha is the absolute self. Paramatma means absolute self. Why absolute self? The only self of all the beings, obtaining as the self of every being, is said to be Paramatma. Okay, Paramatma, Atma only. The Purusha is Atma. The adjective Paramatma has been added to, why it is the Parama has been added to Atma. Para Atma alone said Parama Atma. Paraha Purusha is Paramaha Atma, Parama Atma. Why Paramatma? Because the only self, which is the self of all being self of all the beings, only self of all the beings is said to be Paramatma. Really speaking, only Atma. So Paramatma and Jivatma are not different. The same Purushaha, obtaining as the innermost self, is looked upon as the Paramatma because of the self being the only self of all the beings. Paramatma iti cha uktaha. Then, who is Paramatma? Maheshwaraha, Mahaishwaraha. There's no greater Lord, great Lord, other than this Paramatma, Brahma, Atma, reality. It is this reality who said to be also, who is also what? Maheshwaraha. There's no Ishwara other than Brahma. The Ishwara, it is this reality alone manifest as the knowledge in terms of the only self of all the beings, is said to be Mahaishwaraha, the great Lord also. And how is this Lord? How do you recognize? How do you identify that Maheshwara, the exalted Lord, the great Lord, the absolute self, who alone is there here in every being, in everybody, as the absolute self, the exalted being, exalted person? How do you acknowledge, how do you recognize it? How do you identify it? This Paramatma is available for recognition as the subject of experience. Bhokta, experiencer. It means there is no experiencer other than without this reality. Therefore, essentially, this reality is what? The pure knowledge, pure awareness, the pure consciousness, obtaining as the swarupam of the experiencer is bhokta here, who alone has the status of being the bhokta enjoyer. There's no enjoyer, even though reality is not the enjoyer, there's no enjoyer other than the reality. therefore experiencer, enjoyer is bhokta. Bharta, see bhokta is a rikaranta pullinga shabda, bhoktru shabda. Bhunkte iti bhokta, bhoktru, nominative case becomes bhokta. Similarly, bhartru becomes bharta, bharati iti bharta. One who supports, one who sustains, one who lends existence to everything is bharta. So it is this, the consciousness, all-pervasive reality consciousness, which is said to be the exalted being, exalted person, supreme being, and who alone pervades everything, who is there as the innermost self of every being, who is also known as absolute self, who is said to be the exalted Lord, great Lord, alone is there as the very truth of the enjoyer, experiencer. And it is this law, reality, which lends existence to everything, therefore sustains everything, therefore supporter of everything, bharta. Husband is also called bharta, because bharta means, you know, one who supports. Bharya is supported, bharta is support, supporter, which means that there's ashraya, ashrayi, bhava, sambandha. It means there's no existence of anything in this universe other than that reality. There's no existence of the ocean or waves without water. There's no existence of the reality, Bhagavan, without whose presence Jagat cannot exist. Therefore, bharta, supporter, sustainer, one who lends existence, bharta. Then anumanta, okay, anumanta. Anumanta also is a Rikaranta Shabda, like Bharta, Bhokta, Anumanta, these three also Upadrashta. Upadrashta, Anumanta, Bharta, Bhokta. All these four words are Rikaranta Pullinga Shabda. Masculine gender words ending in the vowel ru. So all of them are nominative case of Upadrashtru Shabda, Anumantru Shabda, Bhartru Shabda, Bhoktru Shabda. So if we take it Upadrashta, Anumanta, Bharta, Bhokta. Anumanta means one who permits. One who permits is Anumanta. In Tamil, you know this word Anumatihi. You know? Anumatihi, permission. Do you have this word in Tamil? Do you remember this? Anumatihi is Tamil word. Not Tamil, Sanskrit word, Tamil also we have. Anumatihi. Okay? Very nice word that is. And Anumatihi. So, Anumanta, the one who gives Anumati, one who gives permission, is Anumanta. Anumanta. Anumanyate. Anumanyate. Manyate means considers things. Anumanyate, no, permits. Anumanta means it's a Anumanta, one who gives permission. Then Upadeshta, and also one who teaches. One who Upadeshtru Shabdaha. Upadeshta, one who gives, one who teaches. So the one who teaches means the teacher. Upadeshtru. And literally means Upadeshta is different from Upadrashta. Please make a note. Upadeshta means teacher. Upadrashta. Drashta means seer. Drashtra Shabdaha. Upadrashta means one who sees closely. One who sees closely is Upadrashta. So one who sees closely means one who obtains as the nearest witness. Nearest witness. You are the nearest witness. Upadrashta. So Upadeshta is different from Upadrashta. Okay? Upadrashta means one who obtains as it is this reality, the formless, all-pervasive, abstract reality, obtaining in the form of consciousness alone, enjoys the status of being the Upadrashta, being the witness. There's no other witness. There is a witness. We all know very well. We have these three states of experience. Deep sleep state, the dream state, and waking state. Of course, in every state there is a upadrashta. There is a witness, there is an experiencer in every state of mind, every state of experience. And experience is there, experiencer is there. There is no distance between experience and the experiencer. There is no distance. Just as there is no distance between light and the opaque thing, there is no distance between consciousness obtaining as the experiencer and the state of mind experience. That is why upadrishta, upapashyati is a verb. Upapashyati iti upadrishta. Now, one who remains inseparably closely and sees. Now, when you fall asleep, let me tell you, when you fall asleep and there is a deep sleep state experience. And what is a deep sleep state experience? In deep sleep, there is only blankness of mind. Total blankness of mind. There is a total ignorance. You are there, you do not know you are, and there is a blankness of mind. Means what? There is no pain, no pleasure, no grief, no thought. The whole mind is completely blank. All the thoughts are resolved. There is a blankness of mind, isn't it? There is a blankness of mind, and there is also experiencer. And you are the experiencer. You are the witness. Who sees the mind in the deep sleep state? Who is the witness? Who is the experiencer? Who is the knower? Who is the seer of the mind? You have to say what? You are the seer of your mind. Aren't you? You are the seer of your mind. What is the distance between you, the seer, and the mind? You see. What is the distance? You are very clear. See, in deep sleep state, the best experience, best state of mind to analyze. In deep sleep state, you are there very much as the experiencer. Because experience is there. You cannot say there's no experience in deep sleep state. It's a state of mind, it's a state of experience. There's a world is not experienced. Duality is not experienced. The plurality is not experienced. Divisions are not experienced. Differences are not experienced. But there is Advaita Anubhavaha. In deep sleep state, there's experience of non-duality. Okay? There's a non-dual experience in deep sleep state. There is no non-dual vision. Okay? There's no vision of non-duality, but there's experience of non-duality in sleep. Got it? It's very important to understand. There is no vision of non-dual reality in sleep, but there is experience of non-dual. There's a non-dual experience in sleep. Non-dual experience is different from the vision of non-dual reality. Okay? So that's why it is not jnanam. It is only non-dual experience. Means Advaita Anubhavaha is there in sleep. Why? No divisions, no differences, no plurality, no multiplicity, no division, nothing. But still there is experience. Experience of the blankness of mind. Which means experience of the blankness of mind is possible because there is experiencer. How can there be experience without the experiencer? There is an experiencer in deep sleep state. And there is an experience also. And what is experience? Experience is nothing but inexplicably subtlest mental state of mind. Okay? It's just a state of mind. And next day morning when you wake up from sleep, you're able to recollect your past experience. Which means you are very much there as the experiencer. And who is that experiencer? It is you. This is the who. Therefore, we're not involved in anything. So the witness, Sakshi. Manasaha Sakshi. Manasaha Sakshi Rupena. It's called Upadrashta. It means Upadrashta means one who sees closely without being dependent on any means of knowledge. See, to have the deep sleep state experience, what means of knowledge do you want? Do you have any means of knowledge in sleep? You are just yourself. There is no means of knowledge between you. You are the experiencer and the state of mind is experienced. There is no means of knowledge in between. That is why upadrashta. Okay? Closely. one who closely witnesses. One who closely witnesses is Upadrashta. Because there's no means of knowledge in between operator. Suppose if you see, now you are experiencer, you are using your eyes, you are experiencing the light. The light is object of experience. You are using the means of knowledge called the seeing eyes, and you are the experiencer. But in between you and the light, still there's no distance. But still something is used as a means of knowledge, isn't it? This instrument of knowledge is used. Whereas to see your own deep sleep state of mind, there's no instrument is used. Just you are there as the in your, there's no distance between the experiencer and the experienced state of mind. Similarly, in every state of mind also, dream also the same way. The waking also is the same way. There's no distance. Witness and the witnessed state of mind are not distant. Therefore, Upadrashta, and that witness, that reality which enjoys the status of being the witness, being the close experiencer, being the sustainer, okay? Bharta, Upadrashta, Upama, Anumanta, all the one who gives permission. Okay, who is this? Subject of action, subject of experience. The experiencer, one who gives permission, is another than pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness. In fact, consciousness is not the experiencer, not the witness. But consciousness has the qualification of being the witness experiencer, being close to the witnessed mind. Not being distant from the witnessed mind. From the standpoint of the witnessed, experienced state of mind, the experiencer, knower qualification is attributed to this Atma. Therefore, it is said, Upadrashta Anumanta cha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwaraha Paramatma iti cha Api Uktaha. It is same consciousness. One and the only consciousness, secondless consciousness, non-dual consciousness, reality alone is given the title of being Paramatma, absolute self of all the beings, given the status of being the Lord of everything from the standpoint of the world. Okay, really speaking, the only self, which is you. It means humans, you have to see the I. What is I? What am I? If you ask, you have to distinguish the I from the entire gnayam. What about your body, mind, sense complex? Your body comes under the category of gnayam. Your mind, your body, your sense organs, your pranas, everything comes under the category of gnayam. Not gnayam, sorry, kshetram. Everything, the body, mind, sense complex comes under the category of the kshetram. Okay? And here, Anumanta, Upadrashta, Anumanta, Bharta, Bhokta is another than kshetrajnya. And kshetrajnya is parapurushaha, paraha purushaha. Kshetrajnya is paramatma. Kshetrajnya is maheshwaraha. And that kshetrajnya, the knower of everything, another than pure knowledge, which alone is said to be Paramatma. See, all the Jiva Ishvara Aikyam is very clearly revealed. Where is Jiva? Where is Ishvara? Jiva and Ishvara are two different names given to the only consciousness from the standpoint of the Upadhi it is identified with. Okay. Now, next verse. Upadrishtanumantacha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwaraha Paramatmeti Chapyuktaha Dehesmin Purushaparaha. Kshetrajnyam Chapi Mam Vidhi Sarva Kshetreshu Bharata. Now Krishna tells, Who is the Kshetrajna? When very nice answer is coming. See this verse is a Mahavakyam verse. Okay? Bhagavan says, come on, there is no Kshetrajna other than me, Arjuna. I am the Kshetrajna. I am you, he says. You are me, he's going to say.
Kshetrajñam chapi mam viddhi sarva kshetreshu bharat.
That is why I told you already these chapters from this 13th chapter onwards, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, all these six chapters present the implied meaning of the word asi in Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. The word asi means are, you are. That word are actually equates jiva to Ishvara. So all these verses are Mahavakya verses. Mahavakya shlokaha.
Kshetrajñanchapi mam viddhi sarva kshetreshu bharat. Kshetra kshetrajñayor jnanam. Yatta jnanam matam mama. Kshetrajñanchapi mam viddhi sarva kshetreshu bharat. ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಯೋರ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಯತ್ತಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಮತಂ ಮಮ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಂ ಚಾಪಿ ಮಾಂ ವಿದ್ಧಿ ಸರ್ವಕ್ಷೇತ್ರೇಷು ಭಾರತ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಯೋರ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಯತ್ತಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಮಮ ಮತಂ ಮಮ.
ಸೋ ಹಿಯರ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೇಸ್ this verse we already seen earlier.
Swamiji, which verse are you reading?
No, I'm going to come to Panna. This verse I'm repeating because this verse is a verse revealing the Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. Now you have to see the 24th verse. This verse, Aikyam is revealed in this verse. The same thing Bhagavan continues to present in the 24th verse also. That is what I want to say. Okay? This verse, an earlier verse. Yayevam, because Pujya Swamiji always connected this verse with the following verse.
Yayevam veti purusham.
The very beginning itself, Krishna said,
Kshetrajñam chapi mam viddhi.
Already Krishna revealed, Arjuna, may you know me to be the Kshetrajñaha. I am the Kshetrajñaha, which means, who is Upadrashta? Upadrashta. Anumanta, Bhokta, Bharta, Maheshwaraha, okay, Paraha, Purushaha, who is that? Bhagavan himself. Bhagavan alone is there as Jiva. There is no other Jiva. Therefore, this verse already Krishna said in the 13th verse, the third verse. 13th, third verse of the same chapter. So, I am the Kshetrajnaha. May you understand me to be the Kshetrajnaha. Means this verse revealing the Jiveshwara. Jiva being identical with Paramatma is revealed by the verse. The same thing Bhagavan is going to say now. So Paramatma, Maheshwaraha, Bhakta, Bhokta, everything Bhagavan only. Bhagavan, who is Bhagavan Ishwara again? The very truth only. Therefore, the 24th verse we'll see now.
Yayevam Veti Purusham. Prakritim cha gunai saha.
24th verse I'm reading now.
Yayevam veti purusham. Prakritim cha gunai saha. Sarvatha vartamanopi. Nasabhuyo bhijayate. Yayevam veti purusham. Prakritim cha gunai saha. Sarvatha vartamanopi. Nasabhuyobhijayate.
So what Bhagavan already revealed in the very third verse of this chapter, again Bhagavan repeated, elaborated on all these verses saying, there is no jiva, there is no experiencer, there is no witness, there is no supporter, sustainer, other than Ishvara, and there's no Ishvara other than the truth. So Jivaha and Ishvara are one and the same, only reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, pure awareness, manifest in the vritti, manifest in the mind alone gets the qualification of Ishvara. Okay, consciousness manifest alone is said to be Ishvara. And the same consciousness manifest in a given mind, identified with the given mind, gets the name Jiva. There is no Jiva at all. Ishvara is the qualification attributed to the consciousness manifest in the subtle, in the total mind. And actually, Ishvara is essentially consciousness. Jiva is essentially consciousness. There's neither Jiva, there's nor Ishvara other than Brahma, which is Atma, consciousness. Having said that, now Bhagavan says the 24th verse, Arjuna, Yaha evam veti, one who knows thus, evam in this manner. Evam means in this, evam is an indeclinable word meaning in this manner. Ivvidamaha evanurvan arihirano. Yaha evam veti, one who understands in this manner. Understands what? Understands Purusha and Prakriti. One who understands Purusha as the all-pervasive abstract reality consciousness obtaining as the innermost self of all the beings. One who understands Purusha as pure consciousness. And one who understands Prakriti as the matter ended with the gunas. Prakritim gunaihi saha yaha veti. So yaha purushaha. Whoever knows this Purusha in this manner and also Prakriti along with its gunas, Prakritim cha gunaihi saha yaha veti, yaha Purusham evam veti, that person means one who understands Purusha and Prakriti. See, Purusha and Prakriti are two words. One has to understand what is Prakriti. Prakriti is matter. What is Purusha? Purusha is consciousness. Are they two? They are not two. Are they one? They are not one. Then what are they? Are they two? They are not two. Are they one? They are not one. Why they are not one? Because Purusha is of nature of consciousness. Prakriti is of the nature of inertness. Matter is of nature of inertness. They are diagonally, they are of two opposite natures. And Prakriti is endowed with the gunas. Purusha is nirgunaha. Consciousness is free from all gunas. Nirgunaha. Prakriti is saguna, ended with all gunas. Prakriti is subject to change. Purusha is not subject to change. Purusha is absolutely eternal. Prakriti is relatively eternal, perennially eternal. Purusha is absolutely eternal. And Purusha is independent of Prakriti. Prakriti is dependent on Purusha. Therefore, what? They are not two. They are not one. Are they two? Then they are not two also. Why? Because Prakriti is not countable as a parallel reality. Prakriti is not countable as a parallel reality. You can't count Prakriti as second reality. Purusha alone is counted as a reality. What about Prakriti? Prakriti has dependent existence. Prakriti has no independent existence. Therefore, it is not counted as a parallel reality. Then what do you call it? We call it a mithya. Purusha and Prakriti are two orders of only reality, Satyam and Mithya. Satyam alone is there as Mithya. Satyam is not Mithya. Satyam is distinct from Mithya. Whereas Mithya is nothing but Satyam. The ocean is water, water is not the ocean. So consciousness alone is there as all the elements and the elementals. All the live, living beings, non-living things, everything is consciousness, but nothing is consciousness. Consciousness alone is there as everything. Atma, Brahman is there of everything, but the whole Jagat is not. Okay? It's distinct. Therefore, they're not. That's why not two. Advaitam. Dvaitam means two. Ekam means one. Neither ekam nor two. Dvaitam. That's why advaitam. Non-dual reality. So a person who understands Purusha and Prakriti as Satyam and Mithya, which means that the two orders of the one and the same reality, that person, Prakritim cha gunaihi saha, one who understands Purusha and Prakriti along with his gunas, that person, sarvatha vartamanaha api, See, vartate means exists, lives. Vartamanaha shanach. So, vartamanaha, a living person. A person who is remaining, who is there. Irikindravan. Okay, saha sarvatha vartamanaha api. Sarvatha means in whichever manner, in whatever manner the person is there. Person is living. Is a person continuous, isn't it? Vartamanaha api, sarvatha vartamanaha api, in whichever manner, in whatever manner, however, that person is alive, living, the person is there in this world, that person saha, bhuyaha na abhijayate. This person is living now, as he is living as a jivan mukta. The person who understands Purusha and Prakriti very clearly, for him, there is no I, there is no Ishvara. There is no Jiva, there is no Ishvara. Oh, he can say all that is, there is only Ishvara. Or he can say all that is, there is only Brahma. The two ways of saying. If he looks at everything as because knowledge manifests, consciousness manifests knowledge. Knowledge manifests the Jagat. If there is no manifestation of knowledge, there is no Jagat. Therefore, he can say, all that is, there is only Bhagavan, only Ishvara. That's why God is neither one, not many. All that is, there is only Bhagavan, only Ishvara. This is our big gosha. You know, irupadellam iraivane. All that is, there is only Bhagavan. There is nothing which is not Bhagavan. That must become the vision. Otherwise, he can say, the Ishvara, there's not, whole, the Ishvara is another than Brahma, the very truth. All that is, there is only the truth. All that is, there is only knowledge. A person says, for him, there is no ahankara. There's no mamakara also. Why? He has resolved the identity. I sense also is resolved. My sense also is resolved. This identity one has with the body, mind, and complex is ahankara. Identity one has with the world is called mamakara. Okay? My sense and I sense. The sense of possession, sense of both this I sense and my sense become resolved naturally. Once you say all that is, there is only Ishvara. Where am I? Where is mine? Naan enge, ennude denge. Where am I? Where is mine? All that is, there is only Bhagavan. You don't even say Bhagavans. Okay, the world belongs to Bhagavan. The world is Bhagavan's world also, we don't say. The world is Bhagavan. Jagat is Bhagavan. The creation is non-different from creator. That becomes very clear. Therefore, a person who has this evam yaha veti, person who knows this, saha, sarvatha vartamanaha api, however, the person lives in this world, resides in this world, that person, after exhausting the power of the karma phalam, okay, every human being, whether we like it or not, we have to leave the physical body once power of the karma comes to an end. Everyone has to quit this physical body once the power of the karma comes to an end. So such a person, when the power of the karma gets exhausted and he leaves the physical body, sarvatha vartamanaha api, what happens? Na abhijayate bhuyaha. Bhuyaha na abhijayate. After leaving the physical body, he will not be born again. He is not born again. Means he attains videha muktihi. Okay. Na abhijayate is the important word. Na abhijayate. Bhuyaha, again he is not born assuming the physical body. What is the reason? Because this person has the knowledge of Purushaha and he knows what Prakriti is. Therefore, there is no Ahankara for him. What happened to Ahankara? There is I sense is nothing but Ishvara. See, the knowledge of self-existence is Ishvara. Knowledge of existence of the world is Ishvara. Knowledge is Ishvara. Where is I? Other than Ishvara. Therefore, Ahankara is not there. Therefore, there is no doership and enjoyership. Therefore, no punya papams. Ahankara is not there means mind will be resolved for good. So, mind will be resolved for good means mind cannot assume another body. Assuming another body, And being born again is possible only if the mind survives. Mind will resolve for good when ignorance is resolved. And when in the wake of the knowledge of the self being Atma, mind will resolve for good. When the mind is resolved, mind will not be there to assume another body. Therefore, there is no rebirth. That is called what now we say, the person remains one with Bhagavan, does not come back, does not assume another body. Sukshma is not there for such a person. The Stulam will get disintegrated. Sukshma will resolve for good. There is no more Sukshma because Avidya. Avidya, the Karna Shariram is resolved. The ignorance is resolved. Ignorance is called Karna Shariram. Because ignorance alone contributes for the assumption of a body. Okay, what makes you assume the body? Ignorance. Ignorance is resolved. When the cause is resolved, effect also has to be resolved. Causal body is resolved, therefore no more causal body. Therefore, there can't be subtle body. Therefore, no assumption of the gross body. Well, what happens? The person remains as Atma, one with Bhagavan. No more punajanma. No more doership, no more enjoyership. When it part the is over, leaves the body, the person doesn't come back. Bhuyaha sahana abhijayate. Yaha purushaha evam prakritim purusham prapurusham prakritim cha gunaihi saha veti. Saha sarvatha vartamanaha api bhuyaha na abhijayate. It sounds like Sri Lankan Tamil, isn't it? Very simple language today. Bhuyaha na abhijayate. Yayevam veti purusham prakrutim cha gunai saha sarvatha vartamanopi nasabhuyo bhijayate. Dhyanenatmani pashyanti kechidatmanamatmana. Now we'll read next verse. Dhyanenatmani pashyanti. Dhyanenatmani pashyanti kechidatmanamatmana. Anye sankhena yogena. Karma yogena chapare dhyanenatmani pashyanti kechidatmanam atmana anye sankhena yogena karma yogena chapare. Now, actually the teaching is over. Krishna has answered all Arjuna's questions. Now you have to remember all the six words, the three pairs of words. What are they? Prakritihi purushaha. Kshetrajnaha kshetram. Jnanam jneyam. Remember the six words now. Hereafter 13th chapter means six words should come to your mind. What are they? Kshetram kshetrajnaha. Here kshetram stands for Prakriti. Kshetrajnaha is the knower of the Prakriti. And Purushaha, Prakriti. Kshetram and Prakriti mean the same. Purushaha and Kshetrajnaha mean the same. You have learned four words. Then Jnanam, Jnayam. In these two words, the word Jnanam literally means knowledge, which stands for all the values. Remember those values? Amanittvam, Adambittvam, Ahimsa, Kshantirarjavam. Those values are meant by the word Jnanam. Then the word Jnayam is a potential passive participle. That which can be known. That which has to be known. To be known. So for all of us, to be known means ultimately what is that which is to be known, by knowing which one becomes free from bondage. Kshetrajna. Okay? By knowing who the Kshetrajna is, by knowing who the Purusha is, by distinguishing Purusha from the Prakriti, understanding Purusha and Prakriti being not two different things, a person resolves his identity individuality in totality, Bhagavan. Thereby the person attains moksha. Therefore, Jnayam also stands for, also implies what? Purusha only. Is it clear? So he, Krishna has completed the topic. What is the final topic? Jiva and Ishra are one and the same. Essentially one and the same. There's no Jiva, there's no Ishra. What is there's only Brahma. You can either say only Ishra is there. Having completed the whole teaching, now Bhagavan again, from this verse onwards, 25th verse onwards, for another 10 verses, he is going to discuss only, he is going to conclude the topic, conclude the same teaching again. What has given already?
Dhyanenatmani pasyanti kechidatmanamatmana anye sankhena yogena karma yogena chapare anye sankhena yogena karma yogena chapare dhyanenatmani pasyanti kechidatmanamatmana anye sankhena yogena karma yogena chapare.
So here Bhagavan says, dhyanena pasyanti. Okay, dhyanena pasyanti. Kechit, some people, not all the people do not see. Only some people see. Kechit. See, you must remember this K is an interrogative pronoun. Kaha singular, K plural. Kaha some, one, who. K means who plural, evergal. But when you add chit, it becomes K chit means some people, not certain people, not specifically who, some people. K chit is silar. K evergal. K chit is silar. Uru silar. So K chit is some people. K chit is some people pashyanti. K chit pashyanti. So K chit kam pashyanti. Whom do they see? Atmanam. Kechit Atmanam Pashyanti. Some people alone see the Atma. Some people alone are able to recognize Atma. Some people alone are able to distinguish the Atma. Some people alone are able to identify the Atma. Kechit Atmanam Pashyanti. Atmanam. Why Atmanam? Objective case. எந்தாவது வேற்றுமை ஆத்மா நாமினேட்டிவ் ஆத்மானம் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் கேஸ் கேச்சித்து ஆத்மானம் பஷ்யந்தி ஒய் ஆத்மானம் நக்காராந்த சப்தா கேச்சித்து ஆத்மானம் பஷ்யந்தி சம் பீப்புள் அலோன் சீ திஸ் ஆத்மா சி மீன்ஸ் வாட் கிளியர்லி ரெக்கக்னைஸ் த ட்ரூத் ஆஃப் தி ஐ பீயிங் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ் அப்ஸ்ட்ராக்ட் ரியாலிட்டி which is of the nature of consciousness. Atmanam pashyanti. Okay. Seeing the Atma means truth of the I is truth of the I is said to be Atma. What is Atma? All pervasive reality obtaining as the truth of I. Now, with reference to ocean, the all pervasive only truth with reference to ocean obtaining as the truth of every wave is water. Similarly, the truth of all the minds, truth of everything obtaining as the truth of I. I is a cognition. I is just a cognition. The truth of I is Atma. Only kechitta atmanam pashyanti. Some people alone recognize this only reality obtaining as the very self. Repeatedly listening, the teaching has to really get, assimilated. Because physically you cannot undo the body. We have to have the body, you have to have everything, you have to have identity, individuality. Having the individuality, you have to listen to the Shastra. Okay? And you have to resolve the individuality cognitively, not physically. That is why kechit atmanam pashyanti. Some people alone see the atma. Katam pashyanti. How do they see? Atmana. Some people alone see the self, the truth of I, the absolute self, where Atmana Pashyanti, with the mind. They see with the mind means what? See, the word is, the word Atma means consciousness, the word Atma also means mind. Atmana Pashyanti. They see the self with the self means what? Not as an object of thought, but as the very truth of the thought. Okay? They see the Atma reality as the, not as an object of thought, but as the very truth of the thought. Truth of the mind. Isn't it? See, if you want to see Bhagavan outside in some form, Mayil Medhi Eriyavan or Sumbikayan, you want to see Bhagavan in some form as a Ganapati, a Subramanya, then that form comes what? It's an object of mind. When you see the Bhagavan as the very truth of the mind, then you are seeing Bhagavan as the truth of the mind without whose presence mind cannot be. For Atmanam Atmana Pashyanti. Kechit Atmanam Atmana Pashyanti. Where do they say Atmani? In the very mind. Okay? Some people alone see the truth of I in the mind, with the mind. Kechit Atmanam Atmana Atmani Pashyanti. Okay? Kechite Atmanam Atmana Atmani Pashyanti. Katham Pashyanti Atmana Atmanam Atmani. Dhyanena. Dhyanena. Dhyanena means through meditation. Again, Dhyanena, which means Jnanena Pashyanti. They see the self through Jnanam, isn't it? Dhyanena means repeatedly focusing one's attention on one's own self being distinct from the thought, seeing the consciousness being distinct from the thought is meditation. Okay? Dhyanena Pashyanti, repeatedly distinguishing the consciousness and seeing the consciousness being distinct from the thought is Dhyanam here. Repeatedly see. This is how they see the Atma. Atmanam Atmana Atmani Dhyanena Pashyanti. Very nice. Simple sentence. You can see all the three words that are Atma. Atmanam, objective case. Atmana, instrumental case. Atmani, locative case. Kechit Atmanam Atmana Atmani Dhyanena Pashyanti. See, one cannot simply, all the time Atma is available in the mind. And when is wave away from the water? When is water not available in the wave? Always wave is means water is. Water, wave is means water alone is. Without water, wave cannot even exist. Similarly, without consciousness, thought cannot even exist. Mind cannot be there. Thinking is not possible, seeing is not possible, understanding is not possible, experiencing is not possible. All these mental functions are possible because of the presence of consciousness. If the very function itself is the lakshanam for the Atma, Atma is lakshya. But still, we are not seeing. Even though every function is happening because of the presence of Atma, we are not able to see. That is why dhyanena, okay? Distinguishing the Atma from an Atma. Thought, very, you can't physically separate thought and consciousness. But cognitively you can distinguish consciousness from the Atma, mind. Then you can see, kechit Atmanam Atmana Atmani Pashyanti. Dhyanena Pashyanti. Then what happened? Anye Sankhyena Yogena Karma Yogena Cha Apare. But in order to be able to be contemplative upon one's own essential nature, thereby to ascertain the vision of one's own self in one's own mind, for that, definitely a person must have gone through the discipline of Jnana Yogaha. So Jnana Yogena. ஞான யோகேன. ஞான யோகேன இஸ் செட் வித் சாங்கேன யோகேன. சாங்கேன யோகேன இஸ் அனதர் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன் ஃபார் ஞானேன யோகேன. சாங்கிய யோகா இஸ் அ சினனிம் ஆஃப் ஞான யோகா. So being given to the discipline of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam is what? Jnana Yoga. By going through this discipline of Jnana Yoga, otherwise said to be Sankhya Yoga, in terms of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, the people finally discover the truth of the universe, obtaining as the truth of one's own self, the truth of I, which is Atma. Sankhya Yogena. And apare and some other people, karma yogena, some other people, they go through the discipline of karma yoga, they prepare their mind, they become mentally prepared, they become intellectually sharp, emotionally stable, then they go through the discipline of jnana yoga, then they attain jnanam, and then they'll be able to dwell upon their own swarupam. This is how they have the ascertained clear vision of one's own self being abstract, formless reality, consciousness implied by the term Atma or Brahma. Is it clear? Don't think, there's no choice here. These stokas, we'll be very careful with this verse. Anyecha kechana, let me see, tell you. This verse says, karma yogena cha apare. Some people see the Atma by going through the karma discipline of karma yoga. And some people, anye, other people, see the Atma by going to the discipline of Jnana Yoga. And some people see the Atma by through the meditation. Means people will mistake what? Oh, one can go through Karma Yoga, one can have the vision of Atma. One can go through Jnana Yoga, one can have the vision of Atma. One can go through the discipline of meditation, one can have the vision of Atma. No. They're not three different disciplines. Okay? They said, one a person who is mature-minded can go through Jnana Yoga, discover the Atma, dwell upon the Atma, then ascertain one's vision of the Atma. If a person is not prepared, he has to go through the discipline of Karma Yoga, and thereby, having become qualified, prepared, he can go through the discipline of Jnana Yoga, then he can assimilate, have the assimilated vision of the self. Okay, see, contemplation presupposes going through the discipline of Jnana Yoga. I mean, contemplation itself presupposes what? Presupposes going through the discipline of Shravanam and Mananam. So, Jnana Yogena, Sankhena Yogena means Jnana Yogena. Jnana Yogena means by going through the discipline of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. A person ascertains the vision. If he is not ready, then he goes through the discipline of Karma Yoga. Then he goes to Jnana Yoga. He attains Jnanam. This is the way. Don't take some people who are not prepared. They start with the Karma Yoga. Then finally they attain Jnanam. The people who are already prepared, they go through the discipline of Jnana Yoga. Then they attain Jnanam. And the people who have gone through both the disciplines, who are really, who have vision of the clear understanding of the self, and they just contemplate upon the self, and they ascertain the vision, clear vision, they attain, this is how they attain Jnanam. They see the Atma. Is it clear? This verse is very, we should not be mistaken. There's no choice. Okay. Dhyanena Atmani Kechida Atmanam Atmana Pashyanti. Then ke anye sankhena yogena pashyanti cha apare, and other people by going through the discipline of karma yoga, karma yogena pashyanti. Is it clear? This verse is clear.
Anye tvevam janantah shut ्येभ्य उपासते अन्ये त्वेवम जानन्तः श्रुत्वान्येभ्य उपासते तेऽपि चातितरन्त्येव मृत्युं श्रुतिपरायणाः अन्ये त्वेवम जानन्तः
अन्ये त्वेवम जानन्तः श्रुत्वान्येभ्य उपासते तेऽपि चातितरन्त्येव मृत्युं श्रुतिपरायणाः. सो हियर् अन्ये, सी दिस् अन्यः सिंगुलर् वर्ड्, अन्यः सिंगुलर् अदर् पर्सन्, अन्यः अदर् वन्, अन्ये अदर् वन्स्. अन्ये इस् अ प्लुरल् फार्म् आफ् अन्यः. अन्यः अन्यौ अन्ये, अन्ये अदर्स्, अन्यः अदर् पर्सन्, अन्ये अदर् पीपल्, अदर् पर्सन्स् प्लुरल्, अन्ये अदर् पीपल्. तु एवं, त्वेवं, गुणसन्धि तु एवं, तु मीन्स् वेरस्, वेरस् अदर् पीपल्, सम् अदर् पीपल्, अन्ये अदर् पीपल्, तु वेरस् एवम् अजानन्तः. अजानन्तः, यु बि वेरि हेपि टु नो, यु आर् एक्स्पोज् टु शत्रुवन्त शब्द नौ. जानन् जानन्तः, isn't it? Janan janantaha, knowing. Ajanantaha, not knowing, without knowing. Evam ajanantaha, other people not having understood, not knowing the nature of the truth being Atma in this manner. Other people not knowing the truth in this manner, not understanding Bhagavan in this manner, reality in this manner, fact in this manner. अन्ये तु एवम् अजानन्तः, जानन् अजानन्, जानन्तः अजानन्तः, नाट् नोयिङ्ग्, एवम् अजानन्तः. श्रुत्वा अन्येभ्यः उपासते, अन्येभ्यः श्रुत्वा, ओके, हेविङ्ग् हर्ड् फ्रम् अदर्स्, श्रुत्वा अन्येभ्यः श्रुत्वा उपासते. उपासते मीन्स् वाट्? दे पर्स्यू, दे बिकम्, दे आर् गिवन् टु द पर्स्यूट् आफ् नालेज्, पर्स्यूट् आफ् सेल्फ् नालेज्. उपासते, सी द वर्ड् उपासते लिटरलि मीन्स् मेडिटेट्, बट् हियर् उपासते मीन्स् बीङ्ग् गिवन् टु द डिसिप्लिन् आफ् लिसनिङ्ग्. श्रुत्वा उपासते मीन्स् हेविङ्ग् हर्ड् फ्रम् अदर्स्, they become, they pursue the self knowledge, pursue knowledge of the self. Te api, and those people also, te api, they also, English te, Sanskritam te is English they, okay, te api, those people also, cha and atitaranti eva, definitely they also cross. Tarati crosses, ati tarati, they cross for good. Ati taranti eva, nischayena, definitely they also cross the ocean of samsara. Ati taranti eva, definitely they cross the ocean of samsara. Who? Te api, they also. They also means what? Those people who do not know the truth now, ajanantaha. Okay, not knowing the truth in this manner, what do? When they pursue the jnanam, okay, when they are given to the pursuit of knowledge, upasate, how? Anyebhyah shrutva. Then, so having heard, having heard the teaching from other teachers, having heard the teaching from subject matter of Shastram, from others, anyebhyaha shrutva upasate, they also dwell upon the teaching, having heard, got the teaching from others, anyebhyaha shrutva upasate. Is it clear now? The people, other people who do not know now, without knowing, ajanantaha, what do? They also dwell upon the teaching, upasate. How to dwell upon the teaching? Having heard the teaching from other wise people. Anyebhyaha shrutva upasate. See, anyebhyaha shrutva upasate together mean what? They are given to the pursuit of jnanam. So they listen to the other teachers. Having heard the subject matter from other teachers, then they dwell upon the teaching. Thereby, they also, such people also, te api cha and atitaranti eva. Definitely, they also cross. Okay, how what they cross? Mrityum. Mrityum atitaranti. They also overcome death. They overcome death means they become free from the hold of the phenomenon called death. They attain, they become free from mortality. They can become free from death. Okay. Mrityum atitaranti. They overcome death means they will not be subject to birth. Therefore, they will not be subject to death also. See, death is possible only if there's a birth. These people who understand the truth, they listen to the teaching, then they dwell upon the teaching, they also attain jnanam. Therefore, they will not be born again. Therefore, they will not die also. Mrityum atitaranti, they cross the ocean of samsara, they cross this, they overcome mrityu. Atitaranti means overcome. They cross. Death. Mrityum atitaranti. Who are those people? Shruti parayanaha. Shruti parayanaha. See, it's a very interesting word this is, okay? Shrutihi means Veda Shastram. Shrutihi also means listening. Shrutihi para ayanam yasya. So, Shrutihi param ayanam yesham. Shrutihi param ayanam yesham. Te Shruti parayanaha. Those people for whom listening to the unfoldment of the subject matter of the Shastram is the ultimate goal. Okay? Those people for whom listening to the unfoldment of the subject matter of the Shastram is the ultimate goal, those become who are totally committed to the discipline of listening. People who are totally committed to the discipline of listening to the unfoldment of the subject matter of the Shastram, they are Shruti Parayanaha. Shruti Parayanaha means not simply listening to anything. Shruti Parayanaha means those who are committed to the discipline of listening. Committed to the discipline of what? Shastra. So Shruti Parayanaha, those people who are committed to the discipline of listening to the unfoldment of the subject matter of the Shastram, those people, in due course of time, having heard from others, they also attain what? Attain jnanam. Then they dwell upon the teaching. Thereby they also overcome death. They become free from mortality. Mrityum atitaranti. Te api mrityum atitaranti. You can say anye ye anye tu evam ajanantaha. Not knowing thus, what do they do? Shruti parayanaha, anye shruti parayanaha, tu evam ajanantaha, anyebhyaha shrutva upasate. Having heard the teaching from other wise people, they then understand and they dwell upon the teaching. Thereby, te api mrityum atitaranti. They also attain mortality. Attain freedom from mortality. They also overcome death. So here, what Krishna wants to say, what he wants to make it very clear, however, doesn't matter whoever it is, ajnanam has to resolve means jnanam has to rise. Jnanam has to rise means one has to listen. Shravanam is a choiceless discipline. One has to go through the discipline of listening to the unfoldment of the Shastram. It's the only way of resolving one's ignorance. Okay? That is the teaching, main teaching here. Yavat sanjayate kinchit सत्वं स्थावर जंगमं क्षेत्र क्षेत्रज्ञ संयोगात् तद्विद्धि भरतर्षभ यावत् संजायते किंचित् यावत् संजायते किंचित् सत्वं स्थावर जंगमं क्षेत्र क्षेत्रज्ञ संयोगात् तद्विद्धि भरतर्षभ यावत् संजायते किंचित् सत्वं स्थावर जंगमं क्षेत्र क्षेत्रज्ञ संयोगात् तद्विद्धि भरतर्षभ. भगवान सेज हियर, हे भरतर्षभ, ओ एग्जॉल्टेड अमंग दि भरता क्लैन. Arjuna is addressed as the exalted among the Bharata clan. Even though it literally means bull, you all remember this. Rishabha means bull. Oh, bull among the Bharata clan. No. The bull is only upalakshanam, isn't it? It means, oh, exalted among the Bharata clan, Bharata's family members. Hey, Bharatarshabha, tadviddhi, may you understand what he says, yavat kinchit sanjayate sattvam. Sthavara jangamam. Kshetra kshetrajna sanyogat tadviddhi bharatarshabha. Very nice. Where do you find life? Very interesting verse. I should explain to you really. Where do you find life? Wherever you find life and the part of any living creature, that life implies what? Life presupposes, life implies many functions. And the functions imply, without functions there can't be life, isn't it? Breathing, you know, inhalation, exhalation, digestion, growth, growing. Life implies functions. Functions imply the order. Order implies knowledge. So wherever you see the life involving knowledge, order, functions, Arjuna, understand there is kshetra, kshetrajna sanyogaha. Okay, kshetra, kshetrajna sanyogaha. There's a union of, there's a combination, there's a union of kshetram and kshetrajnya. See, if mere consciousness alone is there, then there cannot be life. You know that? Mere consciousness alone is there cannot be life. Mere matter alone is there cannot be life. Consciousness and matter must be combined. Only then this life is possible. See, in a dead body, consciousness is. Isn't it? Life is not there. Why? Because there is no samyoga. Means the consciousness must become manifest in matter. Only then life is possible. The consciousness can become manifest in matter only if the matter is subtlest matter. Like mind. Okay? So what he says, not only human beings, beautiful, is very beautiful. You have to understand the order here. Hey Bharatarshabha, oh Arjuna, tadviddhi, please understand that fact. What is that? Kshetra, kshetrajna samyogat. Only because of the union, combination of kshetram and kshetrajna, only when there is manifestation of consciousness in the matter, subtlest matter, only when there's a union of kshetram and kshetrajna, then only is what? The living being is born. Okay, life becomes manifest. Yavat sthavara jangamam. Sthavara means immobile living being, plants. Jangama means mobile beings. Sthavaram and jangamam. Please make a note. Sthavaram is a immobile living being, plant. Stavaram also means in an unmoving. Unmoving living creature is what? Living being is a plant, isn't it? All the plants are stavaras. Jangama means mobile beings. The plants do not move from one place to, physically they do not move. They also move, but not physically. So this, all the plants, the entire plant kingdom is said to be, comes under the category of the stavara. Then jangama means mobile beings. So all living beings, mobile or immobile, moving or unmoving, stationary or mobile, all the living beings, stavara jangamam yavati kinchit sanjayate. So whatever being, okay, is there, mobile or immobile, sanjayate, whether it's a living being, mobile being, an animal or a plant, whatever is born, stavara jangamam. Whatever living being is here, whatever is born, in terms of moving or unmoving, stationary, Arjuna know that to be, that we born out of the union of Kshetram and Kshetrajnaha. Is it clear? Now, when you see any living being, tiniest, whether you see amoeba, paramecium or any virus, any bacteria, or big animal, a living being, a human being, an elephant, or any animal, any plant, you see the life. Okay, there are two factors are involved. Wherever you see life, see the consciousness and matter are there everywhere. Everything is consciousness and matter inseparably together. They're not two. Okay, inseparably together. But where do you recognize Ishvara? Where do you recognizability of knowledge is possible only where that is manifest. See, in a dead body, consciousness is, but it is not recognizable. In a dead piece of log, in a big log of wood cut and fallen, no? There is consciousness, because consciousness is the only absolute, all pervasive reality. It is always there, everywhere, always, and everything, consciousness remains in and through pervading. Because consciousness is the very truth of everything. But where do you see the conscious, where do you recognize consciousness? Only where there is manifestation. Consciousness is everywhere, non-recognizably. Recognizability of consciousness is only in living beings. Not only human beings, okay, in all the living beings, there is manifestation of consciousness. In the form of what? Manifest knowledge. Reality is manifest in the form of knowledge backing the order involved in the functions, which imply the life. Is it clear? Whether it's a plant, it's unmoving, stavara or jangama, wherever you see, there is life. There's a sukshma. But only for a human being, it's available as the very truth of I. In all the living beings, you can see there's a sukshma, isn't it? In a plant, in a tree, in a creeper, in a herb, in a bush, even a seed, when it breaks open and bulges and the sprout comes out, there is Ishvara. Don't need to go and search of. Consciousness manifesting subtle matter alone is life, which is Jnana, which is Bhagavan. If Arjuna, understand, wherever you see life in a living or non-living thing, understand that to be born out of what? Combination of union of both Kshetram and Kshetrajnaha, not just one thing. Consciousness is available for recognition being manifest as knowledge backing the order involved in the functions. Beautiful. Have you got it? It's a very nice verse. So wherever there's no life, you don't recognize, that's all. Wherever there's no life, you don't recognize the combination. Wherever there's life, you recognize the combination. The union, being one.
Kshetra Kshetrajna Sanyoga Tadviddhi Bharatarshava.
Mere Kshetram also cannot contribute for the life. Mere Kshetrajna also cannot contribute for the life. They must be together. So beautiful verse comes. I think I want to take really my time to explain the following verse. Very beautiful verse. Which we will do next class. It's all right? Because Samam Sarvat, beautiful verse. Yeah.
Samam Sarveshu Bhuteshu Tishthantam Parameshwaram Vinashyat Svavinashyantam Yav Pashyati Sapashyati Vinashyat Svavinashyantam Yav Pashyati Sapashyati Samam Sarveshu Bhuteshu Tishthantam Parameshwaram Vinashyat Svavinashyantam Yav Pashyati Sapashyati
Yes, Vinashyatsu Avinashyantam Yaha Pashyati Saha Pashyati. I'll explain the verse next class. Saha Pashyati, that person alone sees. At least the basic Sanskrit will help you understand. You will enjoy this verse. Saha Pashyati, that person alone sees. He sees what? Avinashyantam. See, Vinashyan. Vinashyat Chatru Antam Padam. Vinashyat, the perishing. Vinashyan, perishing. Vinashyantam, perishing. One objective case. Avinashyantam, non-perishing. Saha Avinashyantam Pashyati. This person sees the non-perishing, imperishable truth. In what? Vinashyatsu. In all the perishing material forms, this person who recognizes the non-perishing, imperishable truth, he alone sees the truth. Seeing the imperishable, non-perishing truth in all the perishable, perishing material forms. Vinashyatsu avinashyantam yaha pashyati saha pashyati. He alone sees. Seeing the imperishable in the perishable. Seeing the non-perishing in the perishing bodies. This needs explanation. I'll explain to you next class what it means by saying seeing the imperishable in the perishable. Vinashyatsu avinashyantam yaha pashyati saha pashyati. அழிகின்ற உடம்புகளில் அழியா பரம்பொருளை எவன் பார்க்கிறானோ அவனே பார்க்கிறான். This is the literal translation in Tamil. Okay. அழிகின்றவைகளில் அழியா பொருளை பார்க்கின்றவனே பார்க்கிறான். பார்க்கின்றவன். வினஷ்யத்சு அவினஷ்யந்தம் யஹ பஷ்யதி சஹ பஷ்யதி. So those who do not understand what I said now, do not worry at all. Okay? You have not missed anything. It's all right, Ajay? I'm very conscious of not saying something in Tamil sometimes, but sometimes it comes. It's another language, equally expressive language, like Sanskrit. Of course, any Indian language must be equally expressive. Unfortunately, I grew up in South India, Tamil Nadu, I became a victim of Dravidian movements. So I could never learn Hindi. Though Sanskrit, my grandfather made me learn. Thank God. Isn't it? Very nice. So we'll conclude the class. We'll see next week.
Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
ಹರಿಃ ಓಂ ತತ್ಸತ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಹರಿಃ ಓಂ.
Swamiji, can I ask one question?
Yeah, please. You want to meet?
Yeah, Swamiji, the question, like we have discussed this in the past also. The intellectual conviction about this doesn't directly, like, at the intellectual level, the conviction is there. Like, it feels at least like that. But the mind still wants to dwell in certain cases, wants to go back to the world, knowing
yeah.
that...
And will go, yeah. Yeah.
So, I know there is Nididhyasana aspect there, but still, like, objectively looking at the mind, there is no asambhavana factor has gone. Viprit bhavana factor doesn't exist. Conviction is there, but the mind still wants to go out. Even though knowing that it will eventually has to come back to this.
So, yeah.
Don't know how to deal with this. Right?
Yeah. That, see, what happens, understanding is there, and then objectivity also is there. You're able to dwell upon the teaching also. But still, mind goes to the world, mean that is called Patibandha. Okay? The obstacles are happening. See, you're blessed enough to be able to listen, to be able to understand, to be able to retain, to be able to see the fact as a fact. But still, objectivity has not yet come. Still, that you are not able to enjoy the benefit of the vision you have. See, really, when you're seriously listening, the teaching becomes very, very easy. That is why the whole teaching is, why Karma Yoga is emphasized. Because mind has to become steady and pure. Only purity comes. Nowadays, people are not really, people are very conscious of dharma. There's a certain degree of purity is there. Purity is not a problem. But unsteadiness, mind is restless still. That restlessness has to go. That cannot go overnight. That is why Patibandha. The Pratibandha is caused by Prarabdha. The Prarabdha Pun Papa Karma Phalam causes the Pratibandha, obstacles. So, obstacles have to go. That is why Prarthana is important. Prayer is important. Ultimately, this is the fact. Artha, Kama, Dharma, for anything you aspire for. You want, see, people want money, people want job, people want to get married, people want to have progeny. For every small thing, there will be obstacle. See, whatever your desire you have, and to fulfill, get your desire fulfilled, you have to work. And you are doing adequate efforts, appropriate efforts. Still there are obstacles. Those obstacles, see, effort is there on your part. You are making appropriate effort. But still, in spite of your best of your efforts, possible efforts also, obstacles are there. Those obstacles are, that's why daivam, you know. That is why effort must be combined with the intense, fervent prayer. We need tremendous, Bhagavan's grace is important. Isn't it? So mere grace will not remove your ignorance. Mere grace will not help you accomplish artha, kama, dharma, moksha, jnanam, anything. He's not only in moksha and jnanam. In anything you aspire for, whether you aspire for moksha, jnanam, or even study, shastra study, do shravanam, you want to do manam, you want to do nityasam, you want to enjoy pleasures, you want to follow dharma, you want to involve yourself in charitable activities, or you want to pursue artha, wealth. In accomplishing any end, there will be obstacles. Whatever is your desire, and to in fulfilling your desire, there will be obstacle. Only then you can go through the pain. See, obstacle makes you exhaust your paradha, papa karma in the form of going through pain. See, tapa. The tapa is caused. Pain is caused. Caused by obstacle. And for which there are obstacles will be so many reasons are there. And mind is absolutely restless. What causes this mental restlessness? In spite of my vairagyam, are you dispassionate enough? That is why, what is needed for mental restlessness? How to resolve my mental restlessness? Now, understanding is there. I'm not able to assimilate the teaching, enjoy the benefit of this vision. I'm not able to be objective still because mind is still disturbed. Adequate efforts are on my part, but still mind is disturbed. Therefore, what happens? Pratibandha is obstacle. Caused by what? Your own papa karma, phalam, somewhere. Okay? So, pratibandha, cause, obstacle causes, is caused by the pratibandha, part of the karma. And how are you going to resolve it? That is why you need Bhagavan's grace. Effort plus grace plus time is equal to success. Prayatnaha, daivam, kalaha, anugraha, kalaha. Three factors are involved. Never forget. Wait for the time. Patience. And seek desperately Bhagavan's grace. Make appropriate efforts. Efforts plus grace plus time is equal to success.
Thank you, Swami.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. May Bhagavan bless all of us with all possible efforts, all the grace to make our efforts, you know, successful.